Roger that. Well, like that big case I got here on the floor with my electronic tools in there, every time I'm screwing around up there on the shelf or something, and I find one of my electronic tools laying up there, I automatically put it in the case. I want to try to gather all of it up, the tools, you know, and put them all in the case so then I know where everything's at. I don't have to go ripping through and rifling through stuff to find things. Whatever doesn't fit in there, like my driver kit and everything, that's up on the shelf. That's easy to see. I can spot that from here. But all the important little things go inside the case. So, and it comes in handy when I go. The first thing I had to do when I started on the Sonys, I had to pull that case out and crack it open and get the drivers out. And that old soldering station's still working, man, after all these years. I bought that sucker used in, I think, 79 or 80. I bought it off of Burnout used. I've had it all these years, and I've used it all these years, and ain't had a problem with it yet, except for last year or something, I had to change the power cord on it. The power cord let go or something like that, and the power cord was falling apart, and I put a new power cord in it. But other than that damn thing still works.